Just like in the material realm, you mastered so many skills, whether you became a graduate, a postgraduate, whether you became a painter, a dancer, a writer, whatever required focused and repeated practice. Similarly, if you wish to move ahead in your spiritual practice, the first step will be to assign some time from your daily schedule for your personal sadhana. What is the necessity of this sadhana? The necessity is that we are living in a world full of distractions. You may desire to think of God, but in the meantime, your child, your son, your daughter will intervene and tug your mind away. So the best of intentions does not translate into actions. In order to bring that about, for some time in the day, you need to block out the world. That is the personal sadhana. Vivikta sevi lagvashi. The Bhagavad Gita says, do your sadhana in isolation, where the mobile phones, the pagers, the WhatsApp, etc. cannot reach you. That is the isolation. You know, that was the concept behind going for a holy pilgrimage. In the earlier days, people would leave everything away, and for 15 days they would go to Badrikashram. The world could not get to them. But now the situation has changed, because you can go there in a helicopter, and even there you will have a hotel with the TV blaring at you. So the purpose is not served. And if you strive and do it properly, you can get the benefit of the Badrikashram Yatra while sitting in your house itself. Jagat Guru Sri Kripaluji Maharaj says, Charo Dham Kahe Kare Govind Radhe Tera Hari Tere Ura Baitha Hai Bata De. You are going on the four dham yatra. The same Badri Narayan Bhagwan is sitting in your heart. So learn the art of how to meet God in the confines of your own home. How do you do that? Take out some time in the day. I give this example of milk and water. Consider milk to be like your mind and water to be like the world. Now, if you take the milk to the water and pour it in, the water will dilute the milk. If you take your mind to the world, your mind will become worldly. But instead, for some time, you keep the milk away from the water. And in isolation, transform it into yogurt. Now churn the yogurt and extract the butter. This butter can challenge the water. Mr. Water, I will sit on your head and float. You can do nothing to me. As long as I was milk, you would dilute me. But now I have enhanced my concentration. I have become far stronger in my personality. by staying away from you for a little while. Now that I am butter, I am immiscible. How did this transformation in the personality of milk take place? By keeping it away from water for a little while, it became possible. Similarly, for a little while every day, keep your mind away from everything worldly. This is the Ekanta Sadhana. If 50 people are sitting with the intention of sadhana, that will also be called isolation, because the world is not getting at you there. So in that isolation, solidified the absorption of your mind in God. Once you have achieved that, then when you go about doing your worldly duties, you will find that you are retaining the divine consciousness, the spiritual perspective, the sublime and noble thoughts. It will come naturally to you.